Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, Zach, I was calling on y'all small business loans.
Okay. Did you receive a flyer from us in the mail?
Or I did.
Okay. One second here. Let me pull up my computer screen. How you doing this morning, by the way?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the mailer that we had sent out?
Yes.
Okay.
2311.
2311. Okay.
4201.
4201. Okay.
0016.
0016. All right.
7356.
7356. Just one moment while I pull up information on your business. And then, am I speaking with Homer?
That's me.
All right. Let me pull up the file here. Okay. And what's the name of your business?
Washburn Family Enterprises.
Okay. Washburn Family Enterprises. Great. And what would be a good number that I could reach back out to you on in case we are disconnected?
936-870-8379.
8379. Perfect. Okay. So I'm just going to confirm a little bit of information that we have on file here, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have, okay? So I have the address as, or the billing address as the P.O. Box 328 in Bedias, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. 77831 is the billing zip code?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the business classification, is it a proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC, or S-Corp or C-Corp?
Well, me and my wife started it, so I guess it would be a partnership.
Okay. Excellent. And then lastly, what would be a good email address to reach back out to you in case I need to send you some information?
SWEETHEAR 9375@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. Okay. Oops. Yahoo.com. Okay. So what you received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, I can guide you in the right direction. We have a multitude of programs, so we can see if we could be a good fit for you and help you out. Were you looking for capital or equipment or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I would like to kind of consolidate all the loans I got out on equipment and stuff and also get a little bit of operating capital.
Okay. Is there a dollar amount in mind that you were looking to bring on?
$100,000.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our working capital program and see if this might be a good fit for you. We're able to lend 10 to 15% of the business's top line revenue. Do you happen to know what you did in sales last year, by chance, the business?
What did we do in last year in business? How much did we do last year in business? We just started it last year, so really not a good number I can throw it out.
Okay, so if you're looking for $100,000, you know, we would need potentially for the business to have done maybe $750,000 in sales, but we could definitely, you know, start with a smaller amount and build to that
$150,000. Okay, I'm not looking for $150,000. I'm sorry.
I just got in the office this morning. I'm just kind of still waking up. So what exactly does the business do?
We do home remodeling. I've got two bulldozers and a backhoe. We do. I've got lawn equipment. We do landscaping, lawn care, land clearing.
Okay, so you do a whole bunch of different stuff then.
Yes.
Okay. And you guys started last year. How quickly of a need is this capital?
As soon as I can get it.
Okay. All righty, no problem there. And then next question is, how would you rate your personal credit?
Right now, it's kind of low. It's at a 595 because of the what I've had to use credit cards to get the business going, and I haven't had the money to pay them 100% back.
Okay. Not a problem. We deal with all different types of credit, so it shouldn't be a factor there. And then, have you approached your local bank at all and gotten any feedback from them?
No, I was thinking about going to them today and finding out if I can do anything.
Okay. So what we have a very simple program, a very simple to see what we could make available to you. We have a one-page application. We look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements. And I know that you started it last year, so you may not have a tax return. But if you did have a profit and loss sheet, because the loan is actually based on the cash flow of the business, so the profit and loss would show us, what the business was doing.
Okay. What about our tax form? We did file taxes last year, but it was only on a half a year.
Okay, you know what? That would be helpful. That would be helpful too, and maybe a profit and loss for this year, just to show, that there's cash flow with the business and everything is going well.
Okay.
But you
She's
know what? I can shoot you an email with a list of things that we need.
okay.
And so, do you said you had to pay down debt? Do you have any working capital loans out right now, or is it more just equipment loans that you're dealing with, or?
Yeah, it's more equipment loans, and well, there was some working capital, but it wasn't very much. I didn't figure I'd need very much to get going, but it comes out that I needed more than what I thought.
Okay. Who is that working capital loan with that you have right now?
Citizens State Bank in Navasota, Texas.
Citizens State. Okay. I'll include that in the email, but if you could include the information on that as well, it'll help give our underwriting department a better snapshot of the business so we can come up with an offer that won't be a burden on the business, if that makes sense.
Business income, we're showing at a total interest tax would be 98,646. The loss, which would be on the equipment and everything we put out for, was like 49,000.
Okay, so the gross sales for last year was
98,648.
six ninety eight six forty eight. Okay, so based off that, we might be able to lend you up to 10 to 15,000.
They may have good.
If it was 986,000, we definitely could get you that 100,000 you're looking for. But again, it's based off of the sales of the business previous. So it sounds like we'd only be able to get you upwards of $10,000 to $15,000 initially. But then we could grow from there. But it sounds like you want to pay off some stuff immediately.
Yeah, I'd like to get everything caught up consolidated into one where all I have is one payment to make.
Gotcha. Unfortunately, at this time, I'm not sure if this would be the right fit for you. We could try and see what we could make available to you and see if it would help anything.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I'll keep you in mind then.
All righty. I'd be more than happy to just shoot you out an email of the things that we would need, just in case you want to see if what we can make available to you.
Okay.
And can I just read the email back address to you? I have SWEETHEAR9375@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll put together an email for you of the items, and then my contact information will be on there as well. So if there's any questions, you can just reach me directly, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
All right. And I do appreciate your time today, Homer. Hopefully we could work together in the future.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.